Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Geez, they're falling like dominoes at the moment in New South Wales. Over the weekend, Deputy Premier and National Party leader for the state, John Barilaro, announced he was stepping down, so we won't get to play this anymore.
Mr. Barilaro, Mr. John Barilaro, Mr. Barilaro, Mr. John Barilaro.
I mean,
it's like we're flicking down pieces on Guess Who.
Yeah, we're just knocking him down. He said his heart wasn't in it anymore, wasn't enjoying it, so he's stepping down, and this is on the back of course, our New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, announcing on Friday that was it. She is calling it quits as well. Of course, she had the investigations around ICAC, the Corruption Commission. Yeah, we need a better name for ICAC, by the way, because it sounds like some sort of laxative.
It does.
You know what I mean? It should be like Joe ICAC. Bailey on a Chemist Warehouse ad going, trouble maintaining regular bowel movements?
Yeah.
Try ICAC.
Mm.
You know, that's what it sounds like. But, Gladys said, look, that's it for me. I'm stepping down as leader of New South Wales.
Was that around like an ex-partner or a romantic relationship? Imagine
was
that. She hasn't been like too prominent announcing these things, and the one time that someone gets out that she's dating, it turns out it's going to hurt her career.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Dr. Kerry Chan.
Yeah.
Like pushing her out at the 11 a.m. daily COVID announcement. She's like, hi. Yeah. It's like Garth when he gets pushed out of Wayne's World sort of thing. Yeah. Anyway, she was a very popular Premier, though, Gladys Berejiklian, and always had high numbers. And, people have been sort of shocked by the announcement. Mm. And some people were deeply saddened, like so much so they've been showing just how much they miss Gladys as our Premier.
Still no sign of Gladys Berejiklian. Flowers continue to arrive to her home, piling up at her electorate office where supporters are doing vigils.
Oh,
she's
vigils?
Not dead, everybody.
That's extreme. Oh, jeez.
I hope Gladys doesn't have bad hay fever because the pollen count outside her office is through the roof at the moment. She'll be all right. Don't worry about Gladys.
Fine.
Don't
she's
worry
fine,
about
yeah.
John. They are fine. This is why.
She does qualify for annual payments of 75% of her average salary for life. If the average was, say, $200,000, that's $150,000 a year, or a lump sum estimated at $2 million.
Whoa.
So that's just a guess by that. But I saw her thing earlier this year. She was the second highest paid Premier in Australia. And that was about $427,000, they reckon.
Bad coin.
So she's getting like 75% of that. That's like well over $300,000 a year.
And we're paying for it. Now it feels like we're in an office environment or something and we've got a going away party and we've all been forced to buy a present for the person that's going away.
Yeah. And I'm not singling Gladys out. She just happens to be the latest person.
Yeah.
So John will be on a good wicket as well.
Yeah.
All the Pollies are like this. So, you know, it might be time to sort of ask the question, when's it too much?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, just a bit.
I'm just saying, don't worry about sending Gladys any flowers because I'm imagining, you know, we will see her soon. She'll step out onto the balcony like in Evita, just going like,
don't cry for me, New South Wales, because the truth is I still get paid well.
See you later, Gladys.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
The NRL Grand Final, it was huge on the weekend. I know you didn't watch a single second of it.
It was a big game. you know, both teams played a full 80 minutes and gave it their all, but the better team on the day won.
Yeah, the Panthers winning that game 14 points to 12, and it's been 18 years since they got to hear this at the end of full time.
The Panthers celebrate. They would have been dreaming for this day.
Yeah, 2003. I know, it was a bit anticlimactic, isn't it? I was looking for audio.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious.
Yep, that was it. Well done. Woo. That's as much as feel good you want to cop, basically. But yeah, 18 years since they won the grand final. 2003 against the Roosters.
Yeah, right.
Last time they won back in there. They were in the grand final last year, and they came back strong in the last 10 minutes or so, but they ran out of time against the Melbourne Storm, but
they would have been dreaming of this day.
Oh,
they would
yes.
have also had those recurring dreams where they have to sit a math test and they're just in their underwear. But mainly the NRL dream.
Yeah, the main dream. on the field, the dream came true. Off the field, well, it was a bit of a nightmare when it came to police and everyone else, because for some reason they all just decided that outside Jerome Luai's parents' house was going to be the hotspot where everyone would just be doing burnouts and doing laps of the street.
Yeah.
For some reason. And as you would imagine, party on the field, also party off the field.
Sydney's West is absolutely going off.
More than 400 footy fans ignored public health orders and gathered in Durham. Outside the home of Penrith star Jerome Luai.
Celebrations were just crazy last night. It was almost instant. As soon as the boys had won, these streets were just chock-a-block full of cars.
Imagine those two the past week. They've just had people just going past and just beeping and just carrying on. And it's just like, yes, we know you're excited, but can you just leave us be? We're trying to just, you know, celebrate and live in peace.
Be like that dude from Chopper. You just go out the front. Jerome's not here. Here, no Jerome.
He can't come out and play. No. He's celebrating and partying. And because it got so out of hand, obviously police had to get caught in at stages as
well. Dozens of police officers moved in to break up the potential super spreader event.
We felt sorry for the fans. Like, we knew it was going to happen. I mean, but I think there's just the excitement of it all.
Yeah, that was Jerome Luai's mama talking there as well on camera, Rumako, about just how excited fans were getting and just turning up and things as well. So I can't understand.
Too bad he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. It's like, okay, party, and he's not invited. And in the nearby suburb of Emerton, things got a little bit worse.
At nearby Emerton, another celebration. Drivers hooning in another packed street.
Yes!
When police arrived here in Emerton, they tried to stop one of the drivers who was allegedly doing burnouts. But the 22-year-old man behind the wheel allegedly sped off, forcing several officers to jump out of the way.
He was allegedly busy.
Yeah, things took a little bit of a turn in the nearby suburb as well, but that wasn't just the most exciting part off the field as well, because off the field after their final siren rang, during the commercial break after the Panthers had won and everything, apparently one of the players, Brian To'o, had a very important question for his partner.
Brian To'o, he'll get a premiership ring tonight, but it looks like he's brought his own bling as well, not for himself, but his partner, Moesha. Beautiful scene,
Sideline Sun. Yeah, his fiancé now fiancé, Moesha Crichton-Rapati. So he surprised her by popping the question.
Hmm.
If you've seen the video of this, he's running straight over, he's going hugging her, he's got still got blood coming out the side of his eyes.
How romantic.
Yeah, wiping the blood
my
off.
My proposal was very similar, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then he's been planning this for quite a while, actually. As it turns out, he asked for the parents' permission, he asked his parents, that sort of stuff, and had the ring, I think, since State of Origin, so a little while back. So I guess he was preparing for winning the big one, and then finally being able to pop the question. So it all...
Yeah, it makes me wonder, would he have done that if the Panthers lost?
He would have just gone, where's cash converters? Where's cashies? I need to get some money back. I'm going to get my other ring.
Still at Prouds yeah. for this ring.
And they had a bit of a mini press conference yesterday morning, and this is what his fiance had to say about getting surprised after the win.
Yeah, it really was out of the blue. When I seen all the boys coming up to the girls, I thought everyone was just going to say hi and congrats, but then it turned into a proposal, so I was really taken away by that, so yeah.
Yeah, very surprised by the whole situation, so well done to everyone involved. You know, on the field, he gets a premiership ring, she gets a ring off the field.
Engagement ring.
And when he gets home, his ears will be ringing, because after popping the question and going missing for about a week, I think he's going to be making up for that for the rest of his life.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Only a couple of months now until Christmas. What, almost 2 months away? What have we got? Yeah, 2 months and 20 days.
Thanks for ruining my day, and it's not even 7 o'clock yet.
That's all right. Ew. Happy to be of service. Australia Post, though, are always happy to be of service. Unfortunately, though, the COVID outbreak is causing problems for them when it comes to parcel deliveries.
Inside Australia Post's Sunshine Sorting Centre sits a mountain to climb, piles of undelivered parcels, a ballooning backlog fuelled by 200 workers in isolation due to COVID exposure fears.
Or to put it a musical way, not sorting in sunshine, no, because everyone's got the flu. Hey, yeah. Yeah, in the Sunshine Warehouse, have you seen the photos of this backlog?
I've seen the photos, and I tell you what, Newman from Seinfeld would be absolutely just loving this situation, holding everyone to ransom.
It's crazy. There are literally just mountains of parcels. It's like the warehouse from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Just piles of undelivered goods at the moment. You know, if you're a sorter, you're going to need like oxygen tanks and the help of a Sherpa to get to the parcels at the very tippity top of these piles.
So finally, Australia has its own wonder to rival some of the pyramids and things like that. A big mountain to stand
atop. The seven wonders. This is why we aren't getting nuclear subs till 2032, because of the massive backlog of deliveries.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely crazy. One of the reasons, as you heard, was because... you know, the workers are coming down with COVID-19, 200 of them.
Absolutely. And that just puts the brakes on straight away.
Well, you're thinking, should it though? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, if they are in home quarantine, give them something to do. Let them do some home sorting or something.
It's strange the way it works, isn't it? We've got other industries that are really suffering, and then you've got this one that's like, oh, now we've got too much work.
Yeah.
It's like, make up your mind.
I was thinking, even if you've got the COVID-19, you know, if you're not like bedridden with it, you could still do a bit of sorting at home.
Yeah, why not?
Might mean you end up with a few parcels that maybe, it's like The Simpsons where people open up their parcels and they're like,
good Lord. Flu germs entering every orifice in my head.
So yeah, I thought, oh, maybe that's not a good idea. Adding to this problem as well, you know, in addition to the workers with COVID, you've got truckies, you know, reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccines. Mm. Just the general fear of being swooped by magpies.
Yeah, that
that's
help.
Also adding to delays, like it does every single year. So. I don't know what they're going to do here. At first, I'm like, oh, you know, they just have to wait until people get better, maybe hire a few more workers. But then I thought, what if we could help?
Like me and you?
You? Yes.
Okay, yeah, I could see. We've got the work car. We've got the van, maybe.
What they do is they hook up the Australia Post parcel system with our QR code scanning apps.
Okay.
And then you do pre-QR code scans. So, for example, if I knew I was going around to, like, a business today, I could pre-scan it. I could go, okay, I'm going to, like, you know, Kmart in Bega, right? And then I press the button.
Beep.
And then Australia Post goes, we need to deliver some stuff there. Can you swing by and grab a couple of parcels,
yes,
Brad, and drop it off? And maybe they give you, a bit of
paying
remuneration for your troubles?
Mm.
Yeah. Like, outsource the work to us regular plebs.
What would the payment be? Like just a couple of rolls of stamps? Something like, yeah. Like tickets when you get a time zone or something?
Yeah, you get some stamps and a foot massager or one of those other weird things they have at the post office these days. They just give you one of those. That'd be great. There's an idea for you, Australia Post. Free of charge. I expect my Cartier watch in the mail later. Maybe it's not free of charge.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.